Today we'll be'ezah Hashem begin the fourth parak of Masechet Gittin and learn Daf Lamed Beis. The parak begins with the halachas of bittel, how to void a get. The Gemara discusses which expressions may be used, where it may be performed, and whether voiding the agency of a shliach also voids the actual get. Some of the topics we learn about today include bittel haget. The Gemara discusses many halachas pertaining to someone who wants to void a get. Several factors are considered, including litzu'ura mechaven, whether his intentions are sincere, or if he is merely trying to torment her, and shlichusa de basra, the ability of a second shliach to override the assignment of a prior shliach. Lashon bittel. The Gemara enumerates many different terms and determines which ones are valid expressions of bittel. This depends whether levatel mashma, the term is understood in the future tense, as declaring it henceforth void, or mikarakama, it's understood as merely a statement regarding its present status, which does not void the get. Shliach matana. The Gemara discusses the possibility of voiding the agency of a shliach bearing a gift, and explains that this depends on whether heilich keschi, if the shliach acquired the gift on behalf of the recipient. Chayzu megarish bay. The Gemara brings a machlokes where the husband may divorce his wife using the same get for which he had voided a shlichus, and differentiates between this scenario and other cases where bittel is effective, because asi dibro mevatel dibro, a mere verbal agreement, can also become void through a simple declaration.